We're at the Kershaw County Liberty Report. We try to stay focused on what's going on in Kershaw County. Nobody else does. But at the same time, the world around us is connected to Kershaw County. The war in Gaza, a genocide. That's actually what's going on. War in Ukraine. Empire playing games. Over 500,000 people dead. The invasion from our southern border. Color revolution going across Western Europe. The corona lockdowns and what that means in the world. So there's all kinds of things going on in the world that the Liberty Report really doesn't focus on, but are important issues that will affect or are affecting our lives. This genocide in Gaza, in particular. The amount of people, Christians, that are cheering it on and they're the chosen people, and we've got to support Israel no matter what they do. Has got them so brainwashed that they accept murder, accept genocide, accept the most horrible things. There was a statistic I read in one article that over the last 70 years, since 1948 and a little bit before that, the Zionist, because there's a difference between Jews and Zionist, the Zionists have killed 5.1 million Palestinians over 70 years. This time, some estimates 30,000 dead and 50,000 injured. The numbers are crazy, and they're bombing hospitals and schools and refugee camps and. And America's complicit in the thing. And if you go and you look at what South Africa put before the International Criminal Court, which has no real power, but it's an 84-page complaint with it's footnoted like crazy. And shows clearly this is a genocide. And America is complicit. And then at the last county council meeting, and I don't know who the fellow was, the preacher came in for the invocation, and he talked about how he prayed that we would be good little government slaves, basically, and that we would be governable. In other words, the Romans 13 argument. You know, pray for your leaders and render unto Caesar. And I often ask these pastors about, well, if that is true, that we're supposed to be, you know, obedient little whatever the government dictates and render under Caesar and everything, then why aren't we still British? And do you agree that we should have revolted against the British? And then the Chinese people, the ones that aren't compliant or think that the Chinese government, the communist government, is wrong and all, should they just be obedient? Romans 13, render, shut up. I just don't understand that. It's not, you know, it's not part of the American fairy tale that we're just obedient little government slaves. They built this great monument to the Revolutionary War over here in Camden. And yet they embrace so much of fascist socialist doctrine. It's an oxymoron. It's a mirror image. And just like the Israelis, play the victim, play the victim, play the victim. When they're like the gorilla against a mouse. Everything they're doing, they just turn around and say everybody's doing to them. And then they call you an anti-Semite. And they're not even Semites. These are Ashkenazis and just mean, they're not even true Israelites. But at the Liberty Report, we will look at everything, but we basically focus on Kershaw County. And here in Kershaw County, they embrace fascism and socialism. Doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. Are they, you know, they resolute things all the time. Resolute this and resolute that. Well, thank and congratulations and we stand for this and that and all. Well, why couldn't they resolute, say, stop the genocide? We agree with the South Africans. We want to join that suit. We demand that we quit sending arms over to them. Stop the genocide. State delegation. We demand that you give us legal tender, gold and silver. That's what you need to push at the State House. All these things that Jimmy Jones says that they can't control, they might not be able to control it, but they can damn sure resolute and make a point to all these other people up above them that they don't like what they're doing or they want to do something else. So when they talk about, you know, what is germane and germane to them and germane to that, well, ladies and gentlemen, anything and everything that all the governments above them do is germane. Everything that they do against anyone's rights while they are in office is germane. So it really doesn't matter about his germane law. He thinks it's going to shut people up and you won't be able to... Sorry, Jimmy Jones. I'm sorry. It don't work that way, my friend. I'd like to know y'all's thoughts on Gaza and Israel and all that history and those kind of things. These are important moral times. What's the truth? How do you stand? What's your principle? And do you compromise your principle depending on who it is and the situation and who benefits? Do you have a real foundation that you can stand on? I don't know. Something else to think about in these troubling times. Be calm and listen. And let the Lord guide you. Until next time.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?